Blog Talk Radio.
You see, I got something to say. You see, I got something to say, show. You see, I got something to say. You see, I got something to say, show. You see, I got something to say.
Hello, welcome once again to another wonderful segment of the I Got Something to Say Radio Show. I am the hostess with the mostest on the microphone, Miss Fabulous, a.k.a. Poetic Justice, and I am ecstatic on this move day, not even Monday, because, you know, we're removed. We're going to jump right into Tuesday within the next couple of hours if you're on the East Coast Eastern Standard. So we're going to say music-making Monday or removed from Monday or however you want to word it, but we just want you to stay tuned right here. Don't change the channel. Don't go nowhere. It is I, Miss Fabulous, and our CEO of this wonderful fine radio network, as well as producer for the I Got Something to Say radio show, radio personality, host extraordinaire. Ladies and gentlemen, help me to bring to the studio, into the MIC, Mr. D. Slate. What's going on, D. Slate?
Hey, PJ, what's going on? The I Got Something to Say show. Once again on another lovely Monday. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Can't wait to get it in tonight. The fit-ins are among us.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, I look forward to Mondays, D-Slate, because this is one of the best, and I do mean best in all caps. I'm not screaming, but I'm just saying, not because I'm a personality and one of the producers and the creator of the I Got Something to Say show, but the kudos go to you, D-Slate, because you have invested a lot of time, you have invested a lot of effort, you have invested more than yourself to make the D Hour Show Radio Network what it is. So for that, I want to publicly give you an applause for that, D Slate.
Well, thank you, PJ. Thank you. I just think that I'm very happy with what we've achieved and what we've accomplished here on the network, and I just can't wait to see what we have in store for the future. And I'm always eager to gain more listeners for the network. And I just tell everybody that's listening to tell all your family, friends, you know, tell everybody to keep tuning in to us every Sunday through Thursday and Saturday. We have a great network. We have some great shows on our network, and we play some incredible music. We do incredible interviews with some incredible indie artists as well as some of your favorite celebrities. So we just, you know, we just hope that you guys tell everybody else about us and just keep tuning in and hanging out with us.
Absolutely. You know, what's very interesting before we actually get into the show, D. Slate, you know, a lot of people, national celebrities, have either retweeted, you know, our commentary. They've told some of their celebrity friends. The word is getting out and around and about, not only just in the States, but across our, you know, international waters about the D. Hour Show Radio Network. Let me tell you how fly we are. I'm on Twitter, right? And guess who decided they wanted to follow me, and I'm just floored because I'm really such a huge fan of his. Singer Noel Gordine, and he's been on our show before. But I'm just really, really honored, you know. And just shout out to some other celebrities that have been in contact with me over the last couple of days. Kim Coles, actress, comedian Kim Coles, that used to be one of the four Living Single Ladies back in the day. You remember her?
Wait, so who is it? Say that again?
Kim Coles. Kim Coles, actress, comedian.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Right. She used to be on Living Single.
Absolutely. So shout out to her. She has a show coming up in New York where she's doing a one-woman show. And, you know, her stint as a actress have spoken volumes. But as a comedian, she is doing her thing. So shout out to her. And definitely shout out to singer, songwriter, producer of Incognito, and as a solo artist, Mesa Lee. Huge things, and the D-Hour Show, we're a part of that as well, so I'm so ecstatic. Also, I want to give a shout-out to another black business. For August is Black Business Month, to Synergy in Virginia Beach, to Charles and Carlisa Farmer, which they have a movie that I'm involved with coming out entitled Employee of the Year. So we have some heavy hitters that are in front of the scene and behind the scene. So I'm not going to give too much information, but, you know, we want you just to stay tuned as into what's going to become of that. But that's my soapbox for right now. The time is now 6 minutes after the hour. 6 minutes after the hour. We have a wonderful show lineup for you on tonight. We have the Fab Fabulous News and birthdays for the month of August. Go, Leos. It's your birthday. Yes, it is. Right? And then we have the Poetics Picks. We have Neo Soul Sessions, where we're going to make you think and meditate and, you know, all those collaborates and petitates and, you know, all the eights. Yeah. We all
PJ?
Yes. Hi.
Yes.
Thank you.
Hi.
Welcome back. I've been talking, and welcome back. Well, had a little bit of technical difficulties, but I'm saying right now the time is now 8 minutes after the hour, and we're going to go ahead and get into our first musical break. It's a little bit of Robin Thicke, Blurred Lines. What you know about Blurred Lines, D. Slate?
I know that Robin Thicke is now has hit superstar status because of this hit single, Blurred Lines. So congratulations to Mr. Robin Thicke on his success with his new album.
Of course. And shout out to Virginia's own Pharrell, as a little ingoing joke that we say Pharrell, and he calls me Poetic. Yeah, so shout out to Pharrell from Virginia Beach, Virginia, and T.I. You know how it's going down. Bring them out, bring them out. But we're talking about a little bit of Blurred Lines. It's 9 minutes after the hour. Don't go nowhere. When we come back, we'll be chopping it up about, you know, just every and anything. Just apologize again for a little technical difficulties. You know, the man trying to shut us down, but they can't do that because we're what? Yeah, we're the I. EYE, we see you. Got something to say, radio show. And Ms. Fabulous D. Slate, the CEO. Don't go nowhere. Keep it locked. Blurred Lines.
Everybody get up.
Hey. Yes, that is my jam. I love some Blurred Lines. I know, right? Remember how you said it last week? It was like good times. Okay, here we go. One, two, three, in unison. Blurred Lines. Yes, if you're just tuning in, it is the Boss Man. It feels great when you can cut up with your boss and not be like walking on eggshells. We got the coolest boss ever. Yes, I'm talking about CEO, executive producer, radio personality extraordinaire, Mr. D. Slay, and yours truly, the hostess with the mostest on the MIC, that is, yes, Poetic Justice, a.k.a. Miss Fabulous, pun intended. Yes, and we are chilling on this Making Moves, Making Music. Yes, Music and Me Monday. I love Mondays. Not.
Love.
You got to psych yourself up, right?
That's right.
Right, you know, Mondays are kind of like the start of something new and innovative, and then, you know, you have, you know, at least four more work days to kind of work through whatever it is, and then you look forward to your weekend. So I wrote a little small poem for the weekend. Dear weekend, I truly enjoyed our relationship for the last 2 days. We've been here, we've been there, we've laughed, we've cried, you know, but most importantly, this relationship must come to an end because Monday is the flaw of our love. Dear weekend, we shall be back enmeshed in love again. So until then, my love, stay cool, stay weak, stay in love with me. Sign, yours truly, a weekend warrior. That's kind of deep right there.
Well, I hope you and Weekend will get back together coming up real soon. I really do.
Yes. I am depressed, boy. I'm telling you, it's a struggle. You know, my alarm clock was like, it's 5:55 now. And I'm like, okay, is the alarm clock like Chinese or something? Who does that? Do you be like, it's 5:55 6:55 I was like, wow. Yes. Do you have a alarm clock that is vocal with you, D-Slay, or?
I used to have a James Brown alarm clock, but it was too much damn yelling, so I had to go get me. They had a James Brown, they had a Prince, Michael Jackson. It was all a little too loud for me, so you know I had to go just go get me a regular alarm clock. You know, I woke up and you know the James Brown alarm clock, it was throwing me off. I wake up, putting the cape on and start dancing. You know, I couldn't even get myself right. So I had to go get me a regular alarm clock. You know, because I couldn't do the James Brown one. I couldn't do it.
Wow. So what is your James Brown alarm like? Did it say, get on the good foot?
As soon as it would hit you, get up, and I just, you know, I throw the cape on and I start dancing, you know, instead of getting up and taking a shower like I'm supposed to do. So it takes too much of my time.
OMG. Wow. That's very interesting. I'm in the studio right now. I am laughing so hard that I am literally crying. That is funny. Like, get on up. I get it. You know, these ladies, they don't have it. They just a little slow.
You know, I didn't get it, but then I checked out Prince. I checked out the Prince alarm clock, and you know, I was checking out the Prince alarm clock, and I don't know. I felt weird. I kind of felt like I was in the crying game. It felt weird. I wanted to go buy something purple, you know. I mean, I was in the women's section looking at ruffle shirts. I don't know. It gave me an unusual feeling, so I couldn't even get the Prince alarm clock.
Wow, that is very interesting.
I don't even look at purple the same no more, you know, so I can't even, you know.
Sure, I'm winking. Right, I understand. I'm winking with one eye, and I'm using both of my quotation fingers. Well, the Michael Jackson one was probably right. You say you're bad, you mad, get on it. So it's kind of like a combination of all of them, you know, because Michael Jackson was the king of pop, you know, and then James Brown was the godfather of soul, and Prince is like the godson, the godfather of like, a mesh of like pop and soul. So, I mean, that would be a very interesting morning, to say the least. Rest in peace, M.I.J. Rest in peace, M.J., and rest in peace, James Brown. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yes. Well, speaking of Michael Jackson, actually, you know, the Leo birthdays rock. It's a lot of celebrities that have birthdays in the month of August, to include Madonna, Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston, Marcus Houston. Oh, my gosh. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on. And most importantly, our POTUS of the United States, President Barack Obama, turned 52, I want to say Sunday before last Sunday. It's only the 12th day, so, you know, how many more days could we have had, or other Sundays? But it's been told that he really enjoyed his birthday with his family, you know, as much as he is allowed to do. But, you know, thank you so, so very much for just being a positive role model, Mr. President, you know, and just thank you for all that you're doing. So happy belated birthday, President Barack Obama. I really detest when people say Barack or when people say Obama. He is the president of these United States. So if you say Mr. President, that's appropriate, but the president of the United States should be referred to as President Barack Obama or First Lady Michelle Obama. You know, and you just have to anecdotally give people their respect. Right. Like, I don't want people just to call me like, or I want them to say poetic justice, because there is a meaning behind poetic justice. I have to hear the C or the two K's. Poetic justice. See, it makes you feel better. Like last week we discussed, you know, right. You can't be like, I'm hungry or I'm famished. You have to be like, I'm hungry. You know, you gotta feel what you mean and say what you mean, right?
That's right.
I'm just saying. Well, we're just you know, being ourselves. But it's 21 minutes after the hour. 21 minutes after the hour. If you are a business or a developing artist, definitely you can get in when you fit in. We have some great specials going throughout the network and throughout the station. Definitely, if you want more information, hey, boss, give the people the information regarding if they want to advertise on this wonderful network.
All you business owners, all you website owners, if you would like to advertise on the D Hour Radio Network, all you have to do is email us at dhourshow@gmail.com. That's dhourshow@gmail.com. dhourshow@gmail.com. If you'd like to advertise your business, if you'd like to advertise your website on our network, all you have to do is hit us up at dhourshow@gmail.com.
I love that. That was so professional. Wow.
I like to throw in my commercial voice every now and then, you know?
Yeah, I love that. That is great. You did a great job. Great job, D-Slate. Well, the time is now 22 minutes after the hour, and that was our infomercial in live time. So we're going to go ahead and get into the next musical break. We're going to bring you a little bit of Novocaine by Frank Ocean. Novocaine. Don't go nowhere. Don't change that dial. You can walk and chew gum, of course. So keep it right here. We'll be back in about 4.
Berkeley, met her at Coachella. I went to see Jigga, she went to see Z Trip. Perfect. I took a seat on the ice cold lawn. She handed me an ice blue bong, whatever. She said she wanna be a dentist really bad. She's in school paying for tuition, doing porn in the valley. At least you're working, but girl, I can't feel my face. What are we smoking anyway? She said don't let the high go to waste. Taste, little taste, Novocaine, baby.
full of women. Flip on a tripod, little red light on, shooting. I'm feeling like Stanley Kubrick. This is some visionary shit. Been trying to film pleasure with my eyes wide shut, but it keeps on moving. I blame it on a model bra with the Hollywood smile. Stripper booty with a rack like, wow. I'll never forget ya. You put me on a feeling I never had, never had, never had. And ever since I've been trying to get it back, you pick it up and put it back. Now I'm something like the chemist on campus, but there's no drug around. If I like what I find, smoking anyway. They don't let the high go to waste. But can you taste? Little taste.
Today in school, I learned a lot. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes me. In English, I learned that I'm disgusting. And in physics, I learned that I'm a loser.
Today in school, I learned that I'm ugly and useless. And in gym, I learned that I'm pathetic and a joke. In history, I learned that I'm trapped.
Today in school, I learned that I have no friends.
In biology,
in English, I learned that I make people sick. And at lunch, I learned that I sit on my own because I smell. In chemistry, I learned that no one
likes. In biology, I learned that I'm fat and stupid. And in math, I learned that I'm trash.
The only thing I didn't learn in school today.
The only thing I didn't learn today.
The only thing I didn't learn is why no one ever helps.
Kids witness bullying every day. They want to help, but they don't know how. Teach them how to stop bullying and be more than a bystander at stopbullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
We are back live 27 minutes after the hour, 27 minutes after the hour, and it is currently 81 degrees in the Anonymous Blue Studios in Virginia Beach, Virginia. We are having a blast here on the Eye, but something to say right here, Chef. I am Miss Fabulous, of course, otherwise known as Poet Justice, yes, and of course we have D Slight, the CEO of the B-Hour Show, Ratio Network. I love that British talk there. We're just coming back off of our music break. Yeah, who's calling? Who's talking?
Absolutely. This is your buddy, Rod Rodman, talking to you right now.
Rod Rodman? I can't believe it. Yeah, we haven't talked in a long time. Wow. So are you from Manchester, or where are you from? United States or the Kingdom or what?
I'm from Her Majesty's Secret Service.
Secret Service?
Yeah,
you've got
that's
to be kidding me. So
yes.
You have information.
It's bloody,
Hey, you've got information about the royal baby.
All I knew is they're not using formula. That's all I know.
Formula? What's
they're
that
not using formula?
Formula. You've got to be kidding. No, you must got the inside scoop of the royal baby.
It's Oxford.
I think he's going to be just fabulous. That's what I got from one of my friends who happens to be, like, inside, you know, the clique, the British clique. So, you know, all of the people in the United States think they know everything, but we've got the right information, you know?
Absolutely, we do.
It's almost like we're simultaneously. It's like I talk and then you talk and we wait and then you wait and then we talk and
wait.
You talk and then you wait and I wait. Yeah.
It's bloody crazy. It's bloody crazy.
It is much bloody crazy. But we're going to get back. Yes, this is British Betty standing in for Miss Fabulous. And you are, once again, lad, who?
This is your buddy Gordon.
Yeah, what he said. So, once again, it is the eyes that got something to say right to your show. Brought talk right to you. Don't ever cut me off there. What are you saying there?
I'm not saying anything.
Okay, I think we've got a little crazy in our brain, so we're going to get back to our show. All right, sorry, everyone, that was British Betty and, you know, her cohort in crime, and they sometimes do a British invasion, and they take over the show, so, Dee, are you there? What happened? All of a sudden,
I don't know,
we were talking.
I think it was a British invasion. I don't know, for some reason, I feel like eating some English muffins right now. I don't know why.
I feel kind of Brit myself. I feel like singing Penny Lane or something by the Beatles. I'm not really certain what happens, but from time to time, we get these people just bum rush, and they just take the microphone, and it's like, who does that? So, what you know, don't get misalarmed, or don't get enfrantic or anything. It's still the I've Got Something to Say radio show. Miss Fabulous, Dee Slate, we're chilling on this wonderful Monday evening. We hope that you have a relaxed and reform and revitalized Monday. You know, you got a couple of more days to go, but you hang in there. You're going to get it. It is now 31 minutes after the hour, 31 after the hour. Let's go ahead and get a little bit into the fabulous news.
All right.
Yes, 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 yes. Once again, another wonderful segment for the fabulous news. We're going to be reporting on Chris Brown jailed in a hit-and-run case released 40 minutes later. Last week, well, that was fast, Chris. Reported to jail on Monday at 2:40 p.m. and was booked and released at 3:22 p.m. without any bail reports. MTV News. He got the details, yes. The brief jail stay was a retention with the allegations of a hit and run in May. But when an attorney claimed that Brown refused to show his driver's license after the accident that gave and also gave false assurance. Wow, I can't believe this. No, not Brown. You're going to run it. You get it? Remember his old show song? Yeah. But then also I saw on Twitter last week that Chris Brown had suffered a seizure. So nonetheless, my homeboy from Virginia, you know, two up, two down, Chris, hanging there. You know, hanging there, Chris. No matter whatever the people say, you'll always be one of my fabulous. All right. Talking about money. Money. Yes. Minnesota man comes forth claiming a share of $4,400 million for the Powerball jackpot. I can't even get it right. That's right. Paul White's family came, and they grieved for years, and they said that they won the lottery, if they win the lottery one day. And on Thursday, he showed them, and then to an $86 million. Yes, White showed up in the Minnesota Lottery headquarters to claim a replica check made out for $149 million. Oh, it's crazy. I've gone through my mind so many times and almost feel like it's coming true. White joked to reporters that his boss is going to end the day as my chauffeur. Well, you go, Mr. D. White Man, or whoever White, Paul White's family. Yeah, you go, literally. The lucky combination was 5, 25, 30, 58, and 59. The Powerball was 32. Once again, happy birthday to all the Leos. And, you know, we're preparing for back to school. So, definitely, when you pick up school supplies in a fabulous way, make sure you pick up some for some unfortunate or less fortunate child that needs to prepare for the upcoming school year. It's the fabulous news on the D-Hour Show Radio Network. Yes, we are back live 34 minutes after the hour. And we're going to go ahead and take another wonderful Making Music Monday music break. We're going to bring a little bit of Flashing Lights by Kanye West and a little bit of Somebody Else by Mario featuring Nicki Minaj. It is I, Miss Fabulous, on the MIC and my boss and your commander-in-chief, should I say Mr. D. Slate. Yes, it's the I Got Something to Say radio show. Don't go nowhere. That's right. We'll be back. Holla.
Holla.
Believe in shooting stars, but she believe in shoes and cars. Wood floors in the new apartment, coupe tour from the store's department. You more like love to start shit. I'm more of the trips to Florida, order the hors d'oeuvres, views of the water, straight from a page of your favorite author. And the weather's so breezy, man, why can't life always be this easy? She in the mirror dancing so sleazy. I get a call like, where are you, Yeezy? And try to hit you with the old Wasi, till I get flashed by the paparazzi. Man, these niggas got me. I hate these niggas more than I
know.
All
I know, you love to show off, but I never thought that you would take it this far.
I know it's been a while, sweetheart. We hardly talk. I was doing my thing. I know it was fair, baby. Hey, baby, lately you've been all on my brain. And if somebody would have told me a month ago, front and oh, yo, I wouldn't want to know. If somebody would have told me a year ago, it'd go get this difficult. Feeling like Katrina with no FEMA, like Martin with no Gina, like a flight with no visa, first class with the seat back, I still see ya. In my past, you on the other side of the glass of my memories museum. I'm just saying, hey Mona Lisa, come home. You know you can't roam
and
without
I
visa.
Recall, I know you love to show off, but I never thought that you would take it this far. What do I know?
Girl, I guess I'm taking on your love. Girl, I wish I never met you. Cause I wouldn't be alone. Girl, your beauty made me feel like you were my everything. Made me think it was worth it. No. Yeah, I got it.
Looking at my new man, wish it was you. But you dead now. Sign of the cross on your chest and your head now. Guilty is what you pled now. Left Queens, hit Brooklyn, I'm on a belt now. Stupid is what you felt now. When you see me on TV, have a meltdown. Bombs away, trying to sneak tip, hit me when slime's away. Rollie on, but I ain't got time of day. Time of tell, Chanel, get that Lagerfeld.
Now I'm alone. Since you wanna be cautious, I don't really like it, but I gotta take it. Damn, 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 girl. When you coming back? So you never coming back, yeah. I don't believe that. But right now I gotta get you back, yeah.
I wish I never loved you. Maybe you let me.
Girl, I guess I'm taking on your
love.
Girl, I wish I never met you.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Yes, 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 yes. We are back live, 44 minutes after the hour. We're just coming out of a long musical break. We kicked off the Make Your Move Monday music mix with Flashing Lights by Kanye West. And he's a dad. Yes, he's a great dad, definitely. And then number two kicked in with Somebody Else by Mario featuring Nicki Minaj. Talk about love, love, I heart that song. Know all about it. Know all about heartbreak. But you know what? You got to pick yourself up and brush yourself off and what? Yeah. You're going to keep it moving.
That's
like you want. That's right. You know what I'm saying? It is I, Miss Dazzle.
Not the little short
like
band, but the long tough.
The long, what is it, 17-inch?
This is 17 or 18 footer. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, the footer. D-Slate, exactly. So that's what I say all the time. You got to keep things moving like you all. And people know that, you know, they're constantly moving. So, you know, you just got to pick up the pieces. Pick up the pieces. Remember that episode on Martin?
Pieces.
Pick up the pieces.
And I That was Hustle Man, played by Tracy Morgan.
Yes. Oh my God. Classic. Shout out to Martin Lawrence, man. I'm telling you, that used to be just great, classic, hilarious, different, you know, characters. Hilarious. You know, they don't really make television like that anymore. Everything is either reality show driven or some type of dramatic showcase or horror inflicted or some type of, you know, scary, you know, I don't know. What just happened to regular television? And, you know, it's a good question because we can't even watch television without some type of device, like a converter box. I don't know how it is in the Midwest, but over here on the East Coast, you can't just cut your television on like you used to back in the day.
Well,
you have to be
able to.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, you know that, you know, senior citizens think that the government is watching us through cable boxes and all those different devices. So that's why a lot of them don't like getting cable, because they think the government is watching them.
Wow. Remember that? Okay, hold on. This is Movie Line Monday. Okay. Remember when I believe it was Daddy's Little Girls and the lady say, I don't like to go to the mailbox because they be watching me. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Every time I go get my check from the mailbox, they be watching me. Yes. Yeah, you know, it's funny, but I don't like when people try to take advantage of our senior citizens or our more seasoned, you know, persons, our ancestors, because, again, they have struggled and sacrificed so much so we can become, or so we are, the people, the men and women that we are today. My mom
That's
is
right.
72 years young, right? And she normally just makes these little colloquialisms or, you know, different jargon phrases. But I have to understand that my mother was born in 1941, as into where I was born in the 70s, early 70s. So, you know, it's a huge differential in age. So she'll say things like, okay, I'll give you my government, poetic. So she'll be like, poetic justice? I'm not going to give you my full government. But anyway, she says, I want you to do some finger waves. I'm like, what is a finger wave? See, that's what I mean. You all go to college and you become so prissy that when we say something, we have to be corrected. I say, Mommy, no, I'm not correcting you. I'm just trying to figure out what is a finger wave. Do you know what a finger wave is, D-Slade?
A finger wave?
Yeah, well, that's what I thought it to be. But she say, she wants me to do some finger waves. Okay,
so she don't want you to do. So she don't want you to give it no finger waves, but she wants finger waves.
Finger waves. Okay, I'm going to throw another one out there. Let me see, do you speak senior? Okay. The other
finger
thing
wave.
Was, right, I like that record. So it's a song that comes on the radio, and my mother says, I like that record. I'm like, is it 45, 33 and a third, or is it 78?
Right.
She likes that record. What do you think what do you propose that she's talking about when she says she likes that record?
I'm pretty sure she's talking about the song, but of course, you know,
growing up in
their era, they were so used to, you know, singles coming out in records. So, you know, I mean, so you could think about cats in the 80s and late 90s. We used to say, man, I can't wait to get that tape. I wonder what that tape sound like. You know, so
that's right.
You know, so it's like, you know, we went from 8 tracks, we went from records, you know, to tapes to CDs, and now it's everything is digital now. So it's like, you know, because now you're hearing people say, man, I can't wait to listen to that on the internet. I can't wait to download that. I can't wait to listen to that MP3.
That's right.
You know.
That's right.
So it's funny.
So then our children,
I mean, you're right.
Mm-hmm. Right, then our children's children will be saying something, you know, very Jetson, you know, computer space related. You know what I mean? Okay, let me throw one more out there for just, you know, general purpose. Okay, you ready? Do you speak senior? Okay. The other thing is, I like that picture on television. What do you propose that my mother is talking about?
I like that picture on television.
And tell people like, oh, some of the things that they're like, they are stupid. What?
Did y'all see that picture last night? The picture that was on TV.
That picture like, was on TV. Yeah. So what you think she proposed that she's talking about?
You know what? I've heard my grandmother say that many times. Baby, did you see that picture on TV last night? And I was like, no, Grandma. Was somebody putting some photos on television? No, boy, the picture that was on TV last night.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It took me a minute, but I figured out what she was talking about.
Right, exactly. So what she mean is what? She likes that, fill in the blank.
Movie.
She
likes that movie.
She
likes
that
film,
movie.
That movie, but they grew up calling it picture instead of calling it movie and calling it film, so.
Mm-hmm. Now this, okay, so you do speak senior. So, you know, from different region to region, we call different things, tomato, tomato, you know, tonic, soda, pop. It all depends on what region of the country in which you reside. And then if you're international, things get become a little bit more, not going to say complicated, but become very interesting. For instance, I'm from Boston, Massachusetts, and I drive a car, right? So everybody says things with a K, and my accents fluctuate because, you know, I'm just very extra like that. I can go from, what's up, son? What's going on? You know what I'm talking about. You know, I can go New York on you, right? Or I can go, you know, Western, or I can go down south all day, you know what I'm saying? All day, already, you know what I mean? So
already.
My grandma, right, owl, you know, you got to say already. That's the Texas stuff, already. So
then
my grandfather used to say, rest in peace to my grandfather, he used to say, stop running in and out. I said, what is an out? What are you talking about? Stop running in and out, stay in or out. What's an out? What do you propose that means, these late and out?
It's a short version of
in
and out.
Out, exactly. So I would just stand there as my cousin.
I call it lazy lingo. That's what I call it. You know, they don't want to say the whole entire word, so they just break it down.
Right, but I'm saying I would always get popped because I would not move because I didn't know what they were talking about. So coming from Boston, you know, when we say call Charlie or put the chat on, whip it, bicker, you know, or that's just wicked, or come over here, stop talking to me. You know, I'm used to that type of, you know, lingo. And then with the West Indian flair, you know what I mean, come, you know, you're airing a shit, you know, from that to in and out. I'm like, what is an out? I don't get it. So it's just hilarious. you say what?
No.
Nurse? What is a nurse?
You know, it's almost like, you know, when people say, I mean, you know, people, it's almost like they're too tired to say I'm about to do, I'm going to do, so they just say I'm finna do.
Oh, finna do. Yeah. Now, they said a lot of right. In Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, things like that. Okay, this is the last one. People say, I'm about to go make groceries. What do you propose you're talking about when people say, I'm about to make groceries? How do you make groceries?
Hey,
right.
Look.
How do you about to make?
Hey, that's something, I think that's something science can't even theorize.
Right. Do you make groceries, D-Slay, or do you buy groceries? And see, people think I'm being funny or proper when I say I buy groceries.
I buy groceries, but every now and then I find myself making some. You know what I mean? I find myself making groceries every now and then. You know, I go, you know, some sugar water, you know, some, you know, I found myself making groceries every now and then. You know, man-made sandwiches, turning cucumbers into pickles, you know, simple things like that.
Mm-hmm. Hold on,
on for just one moment. Listening audience, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the I Got Something to Say radio show on the D Hour Show Radio Network, Blog Talk Radio, and also TuneIn Applications, iTunes, for all you Apple lovers. I have somebody peeking in the studio window. Let me go ascertain this. D-Slate, you got my back, because I don't like what I see.
I got your back.
You know who this is. Oh, my gosh. D-Slate, you know who in the window?
Oh, my goodness. Who's in the window? Please don't tell me.
It's LaQuisha. Hey, boo. Hey, Kirsten. It's LaQuisha, girl. Boy, let me tell you what happened this weekend. I was over Barack Obama house there. We were in the Black House, and Sasha and Malisha, they did my hair, and we had fun. Do you know Barack Obama and them, my cousin, LaQuisha?
Wow. Okay. Really?
What are you trying
really
to say? You act like I'm lying or something. Barack Obama and them is my cousin.
They're your cousin, huh?
Uh-huh, yep. And you know who else my cousin?
And exactly how are they related to you? I'm kind of curious about that.
They my cousin, uncle, my daddy, cousin, neighbor on my daddy's side, his dog, and my next door neighbor who ride the bike and the police, and they go in the corner store, they related to my aunt.
Yeah, that sounds like a really, really long family reunion right there. I don't know about all that.
Excuse me. But yeah, he's acting like I'm lying and stuff. And then Robin said he my uncle, too. He sure is. Excuse me, boo.
Who your uncle?
Robin Thicke. He said that song, Blue Lings.
That's a white guy.
Because I don't know what happened with he is my cousin. We were in the pool, and they threw him in there, and he didn't put no lotion on. And he got up, he was like, I know you want it. Excuse me. I know you want it. So then all of a sudden, you Robin Thicke. That's my cousin. That's my uncle.
Yeah, I think you might want to check that family tree out and look into it in a little bit more detail. You'll find some surprises. Some surprises.
Okay. And then one more person, Arnold Schwarzenegger, is my uncle, too.
Oh, that's Nager. Nager. Schwarzenegger.
Don't be telling me the N-word, Paula Deen. What you talking about? Amen.
All right. No, you're right. Schwarzenegger. You're right. It's right. Whatever it was, what you said. That's what it was. He your cousin too. Y'all got a lot of bodybuilders in your family or something?
We do. They all be bodybuilding and stuff. They put lotion on and they put powder on their chest. You know, they get hot.
Yeah.
I did. Go get up out of here. Go get me some great Kool-Aid.
Yeah,
I just want the red. I did. I'm a holla. Lila Quisha. Excuse me.
Holla.
That movie. D-Slate, please lock the door.
Check the lock on the door. Check the lock on the door, please.
What was she doing? Was that a sneeze? What's that?
And tell her don't drink all my damn red Kool-Aid. That's some red Kool-Aid be coming up missing in the refrigerator. Don't drink all my red Kool-Aid.
But I'm saying, yeah, I understand that, but D-Slate, what was that thing she was doing? Blue, 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 what? What was she doing? That is unbeknownst to me.
I was trying to figure that out myself. That's, it's probably some game on PlayStation. I don't know.
Wow. People, wow. Are you serious right now? Well, if you're just tuning in, it is the I Got Something to Say radio show. We've had all types of people, British Betty, Talia LaQuisha. I'm just really almost scared to say who else may come in the studio. But if you want to be a part of the show, 718-766-4553. And if you're an emerging artist, hey, boss, tell them how they can become a part of the show if they want to advertise or what have you.
Here we go. If you are a hip-hop artist, R&B singer, gospel artist, comedian, poet, you like to be showcased on the D-Hour Radio Network, you want us to play your music, all you have to do is email us at dhourshow@gmail.com. That's dhourshow@gmail.com. You can also catch up with us on MySpace, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. Just search the keywords The Hour Show. If you have a website, if you have a business you would like to advertise on our network, again, hit us up at dhourshow@gmail.com, dhourshow@gmail.com. Hit us up.
All right. Well, thank you, D. Slay. It is at the top of the hour. The top of the hour. We're going to go ahead and get into our Neo Soul Sessions and Lessons musical countdown. We're going to be bringing you a little bit of Mesa, who is actually one of our featured guests on the I Got Something to Say radio show. She's doing big things, and I'm so excited to be working with her along with the D. Hour Show Radio Network. Yes, we're doing big things. Mesa, shout out to Mesa. Hey, Mesa. So we're going to play her Love Me Good. Hey. Yes. And also, we're going to come from that and Give Your Love a Try, which we also featured on our Celebrity Thursdays, the very incomparable, the very talented Marcus Houston. Happy belated birthday, Marcus, also. And then number one is going to stamp in with one of my all-time favorite, Anita Baker. I have my hair cut like her, too. It is the I Got Something to Say radio show. Yeah, Anita Baker's Aquarius like I am. So, you know, we're sophisticated people. But we're going to keep moving right now. It is D. Slate and yours truly, Miss Fabulous. Don't go nowhere. Keep a lot right here. Neo Soul Sessions and Lessons on the I Got Something to Say radio show. Let's go. Holla.
Neo Soul Lovers. It's time for the Neo Soul Sessions and Lessons. The I Got Something to Say radio show.
Number three. number two.
So long, baby, that it gets easy every time around. And I know it might seem crazy, but I noticed you loving me, so I'm not gonna run no more. And girl, I'ma give your love a try, your love a try.
Number one.
I can imagine life without you, baby, by my side. Feeling the same.
Are you thinking about getting your GED diploma? Well, here at the GED Pep Talk Center, we've got a number of pep talks that can motivate you.
Sometimes things don't always turn out the way you want them to.
You know that feeling? People look at you and don't believe in you.
You want some gentle encouragement. Then you're on your way to your GED diploma and a better life.
But I know you're probably just a little bit nervous. You can find it in yourself to take that first step.
You can improve your future.
You can do this. I know you can.
You need to start pushing yourself.
Now get your game face on and take the first step towards a better life. Hurry up. Don't make me repeat myself.
Whatever level of motivation you need to get your GED diploma, we've got a pep talk that's right for you. Call 1-877-38-YOUR-GED or visit yourged.org for your pep talk and find free GED classes in your area. GED is a registered trademark of the American Council on Education, brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Yeah, yeah. Now that's what I call real hip-hop. Are you a lover of hip-hop? Do you know without a shadow of a doubt that hip-hop is not dead? Then if you do, the place to be is notyourhead.web.com. At Nod Your Head, get exactly what you want. Pure hip-hop, real hip-hop, untainted hip-hop, and all of the above. Come to notyourhead.web.com and get all the latest in hip-hop news, videos, and hip-hop music. And see interviews with some of the hottest stars in the game, past and present. And if you come to notyourhead.web.com, you might just take a trip down hip-hop's memory lane. That's notyourhead.web.com. So come on through, and let's make sure hip-hop stays alive and well, no doubt.
Yes, I'm about to kick an 8-bar on that one. Yes, we are back live. It is now 13 minutes after the hour, and it's the I Got Something to Say radio show. We're just coming back out of our, yes, wonderful segment of Neo Soul Sessions and Lessons. It is I, Miss Fabulous, on the MIC, and D-Slate is also in the building. What's going on, D-Slate?
What's happening, D-Slate in the building? I Got Something to Say radio show.
Yes, absolutely. I enjoyed the Neo Soul Sessions and Lessons. Number 3 stamped in with our wonderful, I want to say she's family now because, you know, I've established a great rapport, and she, too, has established with the D Hour Show Radio Network. We're talking about no other than the very beautiful and talented Mesa Leek and her song Love Me Good. I love that song. That was hot. D, were you feeling that one?
Yeah, I love that song. I was definitely feeling it.
I love that one. Number 2, stamped in with Give Your Love a Try, another one of my favorites by a very talented, a gifted and talented artist, Marcus Houston. Both of them actually have new albums that are coming or that's already been released, so definitely stay tuned for more information about their albums. And then number 1, stamped in at Lately by the very epic and timeless, very beautiful Anita Baker, also done by Tyree.
Yeah, we had a little bit of a technical issue with our Anita Baker song, but I fixed the issue. So for all those Anita Baker fans, a little later in the show, I'll give you guys the entire lovely song of her remake of Lately.
Okay. Yes, or if not, we definitely owe you one, but hopefully we can get it in when we fit it in, or else I can sing it. Haven't told you I love you lately. Haven't told you really no to me. Haven't told you I love you right. Huh? I'm sorry, I'm back. I need a Baker moment. And now she brings in what? That's exactly it. Yeah, exactly. Do you speak Anita Baker? I love Anita Baker. Can't nobody sing it like Anita Baker. I'm telling you. You know who else I like? with that type of do you speak Michael McDonald? I keep forgetting we're not in love anymore. So you speak Michael McDonald too. Maybe that's kind of like a language. Hooked on Michael McDonald. I keep forgetting. Loud three. Keep forgetting. Got to get some bakery. Every time I cut my teeth, something's in my eye.
Michael, we have some Michael McDonald moments right now, ladies and gentlemen. Michael McDonald moments.
Yes, but you know who else that he backed up to? I'm a huge Steely Dan fan. Okay, I love different types of genres of music. And the song by Steely Dan, I might be dating myself a little bit. It goes, I see your picture. You know what? Who used that sample? I want to say Just Fine by Mary J. Blige. But it's sped up a little bit.
Oh,
so it's the same
that's
sample.
Right. That's right.
Right.
You're right about that.
Right. So still, because, you know, I used to be a DJ, so, and I digress. So, coming back to who, guess who's doing the background vocals for Peg? Peg
and
is coming back to you. Peg. TV. It's your favorite foreign movie. It's Michael McDonald.
That's right.
Yes. Gotta love Michael McDonald. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, nothing is wrong. We do not have straight jackets on. We have all of our models there put in place.
I just took mine off.
You took yours off? Okay, occasionally.
My straight jacket got a zipper on it, so I just took it off.
Right. I wrapped my jacket back and forth. Remember that crazy song by Will Smith's daughter? I love it, Willow.
I whip my hair back and forth. I wonder if you don't have no hair, can you really whip it back and forth? I mean, can you whip a wig back and forth? I don't know. Can you do that?
Well, you might can whip it like Devo. Doom, 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 doom. Man, I'm telling you, music is the pivotal. I mean, you can probably speak Mandarin and, like, you know, I don't know, Indonesian or whatever, and still feel the vibe of, and it was you okay, okay, and is you okay. I mean, my name is not even Annie. I'm just okay.
I speak Mandarin Orange. I mean, I don't know if that's good enough. I speak Mandarin Orange.
Okay. All right. That's cool. Okay. I accept that. Mm-hmm. Right. So, yeah, we're just chilling, and we're doing different, you know, variations of words and colloquialisms, and do you speak this or do you speak music? But music is the universal language of love, you know? So you can't go wrong there. And for that, we love you, listening audience. We couldn't do any of this without you, so we thank you each and every day that we're on the air for taking out your time and your interest. You laugh with us, you cry with us, you're edutained. It means that you're educated and you're entertained all in one setting. Sometimes, you know, we just need that in our lives. So continuously listening to the The Hour Show Radio Network pretty much Monday through Friday. Well, not Friday, but we got something coming for you, says the boss. Isn't that correct, D-Slade?
Absolutely.
Okay. I felt like that was a little simultaneously, like, hello? And then, like, 10 years later, they'd be like, hi, Bob. I'm like, Bob is probably not there, I promise you. It's been 10 years. Wow, what time is that?
Yeah.
And then we're back then. He's saying, like, it's only been 9 years. I've been waiting for you to come back. But it's 20 minutes after the hour. I love the show. I mean, the format is just off the chain. You know, it just kind of reminds me of the old talk shows
when television was just kind of minute and people would sit around and they would listen to the radio, you know, so that's before the picture. Shout out to my mother. That's before the picture. Not television, but before
the picture.
The picture
came out.
I like that.
That's before we was watching the picture.
That's right. The older gentlemen rub their socks together. Yes, sir. I know that's right. Yes, sir.
Did you see that picture last night?
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that picture. Uh-huh. Yes, sir. And get my grain over.
You know what? I'm thinking that they were probably calling it a picture because I know some of the old folks back in the day used to call it a picture screen. You know, we're watching the picture screen. You know, we're looking at it on a picture screen. So that's probably why they called it a picture.
Right, but it makes sense, though. I mean, because, you know, it's frame by frame, it's animation, and television has actually evolved over the years, you know, from, what is it called, Technicolor? You know, I'm really telling my age now. Technicolor to the sound, you know, to, I mean, everything. And I know, like, in thrift stores, and I'm a huge thrift store shopper or, you know, secondhand or consignment store shopper, and a lot of televisions with the back in the back, because everybody's going to flat screen now, you know, smart televisions and so forth. Right. So, you know, you get some great deals because they got a fat back. You know, people don't want it. But I'm like, I'll take it. You know, hey, you can still turn it on, right? It still talks and everything, and you can still understand.
Yep.
So, hey, I'm cool with it. But now it's 22 minutes after the hour. 22 minutes after the hour, it is I, Miss Fabulous, on this wonderful melodic Monday, you know, and also D. Slate, he's in the building, he's the boss. So, you know, I can laugh, I can crack up. That's why I love this show. I can be myself.
Yes,
Lyle LaQuisha, that girl is something wrong with her. I'm telling you.
Yeah, really wrong.
Go ahead and get into another musical break. We're going to bring you a little bit of Love and War by Tamar Braxton. Once again, congratulations to She and Vince. Beautiful, beautiful baby. And then also, you know, this is what we ultimately want to do in life, no matter whatever choice of career. But you just want to be successful. It is Miss Fabulous D. Slate on this wonderful Monday, the I Got Something to Say radio show, the D Hour Show Radio Network, Blog Talk Radio. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
Somebody said every day.
just wanna be successful.
Oh yeah, trap me a failure. They be staring at the money like it's unfamiliar. I get it, I live it, to me there's nothing realer. Just enough to solve your problems, too much to kill ya. And when I leave, I always come right back here. The young spitter that everybody in rap fear. A lot of y'all are still sounding like last year. The game need change and I'm the motherfucker up past year. Nickels for my thoughts, dimes in my bed. Quarters of the cush, shake the lines in my head. Take my verses too serious, you hate me. Cause I'm the one to paint a vivid picture, no HD. Yeah, I want it all, that's why I strive for it. This me, you'll never hear a reply for it. Any award show or party, I get fly for it. I know that it's coming, I just hope that I'm alive for it.
I want the money, money in the cars, cars in the clothes.
I want things to go my way, but as of late, a lot of shit's been going sideways. And my mother tried to run away from home, but I left something in the car, and so I caught her in the driveway. And she cried to me, so I cried too. And my stomach was soaking wet, she only 5'2". And 48 hours all before I showed up and brought $1,000 worth of drinks and got pulled up. Damn. My reality just set in, and even when the phantoms least, the Lord wanna get in. I do a lot of things hoping I never had to fit in, so trying to keep up with my progress is like a dead end. My girl love me, but I'm getting my heart beat slow, and right now the tour bus is looking like a freak show. And life changed for us every single week, so it's good, but I know this ain't the peak though, cause I want the
money, money in the cars, cars in the clothes. Oh, I suppose.
Wise words from a decent man. Back when I was trying to put a ring on Alicia's hand. This lost boy got fly without Peter Pan. And my delivery just got me buzzing like the pizza man. In person, I am everything and more. I'm everywhere these other niggas never been before. But inside, I'm treading water steady, trying to swim to shore. I'm on a shopping spree to get whatever is in store. Yeah, just call me shopping bag Drizzy. Or call me Mr. Damn, he ain't copping that, is he? And fans of these freshmen is about to get iffy. Why this youngin' that you doubted is about to get busy. I'ma kill it, I promise, this I know you're mad. I've always treated my city like some shoulder pads. The big homie, use a flash if you must. And I swear I ain't asking for much. All I want,
I want
is
the money, money in the cars, cars in the clothes.
In the swag, but flip this card tape. Long bread, I don't eat shark cake. How come I can't miss a woman like I can't miss card dates? Cheese, but she's not in this portrait. Yeah, life's fine, but I don't portray. I'm on the other side, but it is a shark gate. I don't want the glow, I want the glow ray. And I'ma fuck the world, but this is just foreplay. Tired of hearing bullshit, rank on the couch ish. Haven't met a smell that's stinkier than house ish. And that's word to Toronto. So high up, I got birds in the condo. Ain't that a female dog? Ask her who I am to her, and she yell, God. We the baby, I go real hard. No further details, boy.
Attention, all shoenistas. Looking for a hot stiletto? Are you addicted to sexy shoes? Make a fashion statement and check out the Stiletto Diva at www.thestilettodiva.com. StilettoDivas.com. We have what you need. The Stiletto Divas committed to bringing you a variety of affordable, quality styles to help complete the sexy in you. We're here to assist you with bringing out the ultimate diva from head to soul. True divas wear stilettos. Visit us at www.thestilettodiva.com to find the perfect pair or for information about booking a party.
We're back live. It is 34 minutes after the hour. 34 minutes after the hour. We're just coming back of a short musical break. Mm-hmm. We kicked in the first Poetic Picks with Love and War, Tamar Braxton. Speaking about the Braxtons, she's preparing for her next season to start in September with Tamar and Vince, and I can't wait for that to start back up. Also, the Braxton's Family Values, I think they're going into another season as well, so congratulations on that. And also, I want to give a shout-out to my Soror / Eastern Star sister. That's right, I see you light. Yes, I'm talking about Tracy Braxton. Get this, D. Remember when she was a guest on the show? And we said, hey,
absolutely,
you might want to do a radio.
And we had a ball with her.
Right. Well, Tracy has her own radio show now called The Tracy Braxton Show. We got to start doing something with our ideas. It's called consultation. So congratulations once again. She's on, I believe, Bliss FM. If I'm not mistaken. But shout out to Soul World Entertainment, Bobby Burwell Management, Sanji, So Professional, and all the other people that is on that label being represented. But congratulations, Soror and Sistar. Hopefully you have D Slate and I on your show, or maybe we can co-host on your show. You know, wink, wink, Soror. Okay. And then also,
wink,
number
wink.
Two, kick in with wink, wink, right, wink, wink. Yeah, because we told you that I did Soror. We love you, Tracy. But I'm also number two kicked in with Successful, Drake featuring Trey Songz representing Virginia. True story right quick. Trey Songz came over to the high school when I was an educator. This was years and years ago, and he was so, so nervous. And he was like, hey, just let me know when you go in. And his mom, you know, she's very, very professional, his manager and so forth. We were having a pep rally for the graduating seniors. And I want to say it was probably 2004 is when he came over. So I was the facilitator for that. Used to bring a lot of different celebrities. Monique came over to the school that I work with. She actually sent down three buses for 300 students to come to when she was hosting the Apollo in New York. I thought that was major, major cool. In order for the kids to qualify, they had to write an essay. Also, Pharrell has supported me in some of my events. Shout out to Pusha T and Malice. They've come and done some things with me when I was an educator. Shout out to Tevin Campbell, Jack A., Michael Coyier, Ralph Trasvet. They played a celebrity basketball game. Donald Gray, playwright, national playwright. So, you know, I have a lot of different friends. Also, rest in peace to Adele that used to play on Brandy's show, Moesha. You know, she was a huge, huge proponent of giving back to the community and things of that nature. So, you know, definitely I'm just really grateful over the years that I've had a lot of, you know, celebrity friends that has really, really stepped up to, you know, help me give back to the community. That's pretty cool, right, D-Slate?
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but Trey Songz, and he toured up. And then he was like, thank you so very much. Michelle, yeah, my government last name, Michelle, like Shell on the Beach. And he hugged me, and he was like, cool. And I was like, you know what, I'll see you again. And lo and behold, people falling out over Trey Songz. I was like, I was just, hey.
That's right.
That's hilarious. Hey. Okay,
it's
so that's my claim to fame. Right, so we're going to keep things moving. Right now it's 37 minutes after the hour. This show has been off the chain. Off the chain.
I mean, I'm talking like a bike chain.
I'm talking off the chain like a broken necklace.
Like a bike chain. You just come off you while you're riding, and you're like, damn, because you done failed and scraped your knee, so now you got to fix the chain on your bike and keep on riding off the chain.
Right, pick up the pieces. right. You know, I got a punishment one time over a Huffy bike because I was riding the handlebars, and my mom was like, "Hey, get off those handlebars! Don't be riding on those bars." Then we go again, the fangaways. And I was like, "The bars? Those right there, the bars. Get off the bars." Like the bars, calling Charlie, ripping Biffa, Wicked, and all of that. Yeah, driving cars, get off the bars, rock stars. Yeah, exactly. But yeah, you know how people come in at the last of a conversation. So my Boston accent coming out now, the Kennedys, and why don't you over here? So the people come in at the last of a conversation, and I was talking. I think I was probably like a 10 or 11, and I was like, her handlebars are bigger than mine. And my mom was like, get over here, talking about handlebars. And I was like, well, we weren't talking about nobody's chest. We were talking about the bars. And I was like, I want some big handlebars. And my mother's like, go over here being fast and grown, being sassy. Get off them handlebars. So that's how sometimes you get misconstrued when you come in the last of a conversation. True story.
Right.
She thought we were talking about something else. But I'm like, we're talking about bites, Ma. For real, seriously.
Bites.
Okay. Right. But, you know, again, you know, let kids get out and be kids. I think we talked about this once before. We're just leading up to, you know, closing of the summer and, you know, Labor Day. Now, let me ask you this, D-Slate. Is it safe to wear white after Labor Day? If my money paid for it, I'm going to wear white until it turns dingy brown.
I'm going to wear white until it turns, you know, to off-white. So, I mean, it's all good to me.
Right, that's crazy. Now, some people say they don't wear black in the summer, but actually black, to be honest with you, keeps you cooler because it actually, you know, it's like a fluorescent. It has all the, it sucks in, absorbs all the heat from the sun. So black really, really keeps you cooler. And long sleeves keeps you a lot cooler, and it actually protects you from the sun. I remember when I was in Barbados in 2008, it was like a million degrees over there, literally. I think the lowest temperature was probably like 102. And I think the highest when I was over there was like 119. But you're used to that because that's like Arizona temperature on any given Sunday, okay? So I was like, are we there yet, huh?
I said any given Sunday. You are absolutely right.
Any given Sunday. I'm like, who does that? It was like so hot. You know, we were in the parade because it was crop over. So all of the West Indians, it was crop over. You know, you march in the parade, you play mask. So, you know, we were doing a 2020. But Tyson Selassie briefcase. So we were playing mask. And they were like, look at the Jamaican. Look at the Jamaican walking out in the parade. Got a short sleeve done. Right, you know, not the shot. Not short, but they had the shot sleeves on, you know? But let me tell you, when I came back to the United States, my arms were like rotisserie chicken three-piece with macaroni and cheese as your side. My arms were like really cooked. And I had to literally go to the emergency room because they were third-degree burn. I mean, it was a different type of harsh heat. So I don't know how we got there from Labor Day colors to that, but and I digress. But we just wanted to do that, right? Exactly. So speaking of which, closing of the summer, what would be one of your favorite summer highlights, D-Slate?
One of my favorite summer highlights.
Yeah,
just the summer period or this summer.
Just summer in general.
I don't know. I mean, some of my favorite summer highlights is, you know, it's just barbecues and, you know, people going swimming and, people are just out and about and everybody out and just enjoying themselves and enjoying the weather.
Mhm. Exactly. Well, I would probably say my best summer was probably 2008, like I said, when I went to Barbados, the West Indies, it was just like something magical. And then last year I went to Jamaica. I mean, I love that, of course. Shout out to the motherland, you know, my motherland, cultural. But the Barbados, I'm telling them Bajans, they know how to get it. They do. They really,
well,
really
know
how to get it.
I think if I wanted to put any summer, because I'm pretty sure I have a bunch of them, you know, I have to really contemplate on that I've had fun. But I know one particular summer I had a ball was when I took my daughter to Disneyland for the first time, and we was running around that joint it was like a cross between Good Kids and Baby Kids.
Wow.
We were like right there in the middle. But we were running around and having a ball, and she enjoyed herself so much. And that was one of my favorite highlights of, many summers that I've had. But that's definitely one that sticks out in my mind.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, I remember we had the talent show in 78, and I was like around 5 or 6. And I was getting it. I mean, really, like, getting it hard. And next thing you know, they were like, if somebody can do the robot, they'll win, like, $10. Can you say I was, like, the robot queen? I was killing it. I got that $10 and ate all the candy that I could possibly eat. And my sisters were joking me. I was like, no, you want to do the robot with me. I was up there by myself, so I'm eating all of this candy. What? By myself. Exactly. By myself. Guess what I was doing the robot off of? Dancing. I was getting it hard. Hey, shout out Michael Jackson. Your birthday coming up, too. I'm telling you, I'm a moonwalk for like the whole entire day, August 29th, 1958, Gary, Indiana. Love Michael Jackson. Michael Joseph Jackson, forever. Number one fan. Love him.
Sometimes when I dance and do the robot, my robot is so fierce, sometimes I start going into robot character. Danger, Will Robinson. Danger. My robot's so fierce, you know, sometimes you can't tell if I'm human.
hilarious. All right, well, it's now 46 minutes after the hour. Let's go ahead and get into the cookout countdown. We're dwindling down to the close of the show. We're going to bring you the cookout countdown, and after we come back, hopefully Dee has a couple of highlights for us of sports. It's not really full-blown, but, you know, slowly but surely. You got some for us, Dee?
Oh, football is upon us, all those football fans. Preseason is here. I don't know, some people are salivating and watching preseason. They want to know how well their teams are going to be doing when the regular season starts. But we got some teams to look out for. So, yeah, I got some scores, and, you know, I definitely got some scores and, you know, a few highlights for our NFL fans out there. So don't go nowhere. I got the NFL highlights for you.
All right, well, right now we're going to break into the cookout countdown. Come bring a little bit of Cupid Shuffle and a little bit of Wobble Wibby. And when we come back, we know D. Slate knows sports. And we're going to be closing out the show with our last commentary. It's the I Got Something to Say radio show, yours truly, Poetic Justice, Miss Fabulous, a.k.a. and D. Slate in the building, Block Talk Radio. Let's go. Holla.
Shuffle.
Holla.
What you doing, trying to do?
somebody go. Hey. I just let the music come from my soul, so all of my people can stay on the floor. They got a brand new dance. You gotta move your muscles. Brand new dance. It's called the Cupid Shuffle. It don't matter if you're young or you're old.
Here we go.
We gonna show you how
hey.
It goes.
Yeah, I witness the change, it's my time. Yeah, I'm
I'm new to the game, but y'all might wanna say you whack rap, stay like saving time. I can tell, told me I don't do stuff. Y'all looking at something like a true player. A girl told me that a man that can dance might can possibly get down with the tool in his hand. Now I'm a lady, let me see it vibrate. And when it's over, you ain't gonna need your bird. Cause I'm a pro, make you bend your back load and the pound it real fast, just like the percolator.
Wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, yeah. 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 Wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble,
yeah.
Follow my tweets, my Facebook friends. Odds are a few in a 6 degrees separate us. We're that close. What's crazy is 1 in 6 don't know where their next meal is coming from. These are your coworkers, your neighbors, your friends. Hunger's too close for us to ignore. So visit feedingamerica.org/hunger and find your local food bank to see how you can make a difference. From one close friend to another, let's do this. I'm 50 Cent, and together we are Feeding America.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
We're back live 57 minutes after the hour. 57 minutes after the hour. I am so tired. I don't Cupid shuffled. I don't wobble till I got wobble-ish. Just wobble. Yes, it is the hostess of the mostest on the microphone, Poetic Justice, a.k.a. Mitch Fabulous. And I'm also in the studio hanging out with my boss. yes, also your Commander-in-Chief and the CEO of the D Hour Show Radio Network. Mr. D Slate is in the building. Wagwan, D Slate.
Yes, indeed. I just, you know, my legs are tired of all the wobbling and shuffling. I think I'm going to have to just come up with a dance record myself and come up with a name for it. I don't know, breaking. I might, tired man, lazy dancing. I don't know. I'm going to have to come up with something.
Wow. What you say, huh? I said that I'm going to come out with a dance, too. Oh, Lord. You know who is back in the studio? GB is in the studio. Hey, B-Boy, sit the back there. Put the booty on my shoulder. Wobble, 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 wobble. Put the booty on my shoulder. Wobble, 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 wobble. Hey, what's going on, D-Boy?
GB, what's good?
Hey, Bo, how you doing, D-Slate?
I'm all right, GB. I'm all right. How you doing?
I'm good. My stomach, I got boo-boo.
Yeah. How did you get up in the studio this time?
Can you y'all bathroom? They have no more leaves. That wipe my butt outside.
Oh, see, here we go. We revoked your status from coming in on purpose. I don't understand how you keep getting up in here.
Well, I had Ace of Honey Bun, man. My stomach hurt, so I know I'd come on here and boo-boo.
Yeah, it's $5 to use the toilet. You know, you got to put a couple quarters in. I hope you got plenty of quarters.
I ain't got no quarters. I ain't got no change. I ain't got no money. But I know one thing I do. I got some snacks, though. I always got me some snacks. I keep them in my socks. I got a chicken wing for last week, but ain't no wing no more. It's like there's a chicken. And they got some bread, and they got some Kool-Aid, and I always keep that handy. Put in my little backpack.
Yeah, and it's things like that. That's the reason why you got to use the bathroom all the time. You got to keep some snacks out the car.
Yeah, I keep the key. So when I got to go boom, boom, I just keep my incense. I light my incense. And then I come on the D Hour Show Red Network, and I just be blowing up.
And you blowing up all right, smelling like all the bedamned.
Yeah, I was just like backing it up. They were like, hey, big boy, just backing up. Got backing up. Wobble with me, wobble with me. I like that song. I like that cut.
Yeah, you like that cut, huh?
I like that cut. I'm going to get me a box bed, and I'm also going to get me some high waters. Put gas to steer to set high waters. They shot now. They shot right there.
Do you also come with a dictionary? I'm just curious.
No, I heard my cousin in the studio lie, Laquisha. That girl always lie. Ain't no truth in her.
Yeah, she need a dictionary too.
Yeah, she lying all the time. But I can't stand real life. My stomach bubbling right now. I'm feeling kind of hot. I want to take all my clothes off and read the newspaper so I can boom, boom. But I just want to come over here and
You just messed my mind up. I don't want to visualize stuff like that, so you want to keep that stuff to yourself.
Wobble with me, get in there. That's what I'm telling you.
Yeah, I just threw up
in
my mouth.
I'm about to take care of my business. Get in there. That, yeah. So I'm going to go ahead and do that. You tell Poetic Jess that I'm going to see her in the movie with Tupac, and then you be good so you won't get no switches, all right?
Yeah, next time bring a dictionary with you. You take care of business.
Okay. I'll talk to you later, then.
Right,
I'm going to talk to you later. I'm bubbling real quick. I'll be back later.
Oh.
Hey, D. Slate, can I ask you a question? How did he get in the studio?
I'm always curious as to how his. I'm starting to think that GB is a cat burglar because every time I turn around, he's getting in here all the time.
Wow. And he's related to Lion Laquisha. Well, that makes perfect sense. Wow. Who does that? Well, it is 2 minutes after the hour, just going into a slight overtime. We're going to go ahead and get into the D Slate No Sports, and then we're going to give our final remarks for tonight's show. It's been a hilarium, not hilarious, and not an outstanding, but a hilarium. That's a real word, according to some sources. But I had a wonderful time tonight. I laugh and laugh to no end. So just let's go ahead and get right into it. D. Slate, no sports. And after that, our final commentary. And I think the song we're going to close out with, unfortunately, I don't think we're going to go back to lately with Anita Baker, but I would like to leave with A Brand New Kind of Me. That's my jam right there. You know, people who are trying to read. Yeah, that's my jam right there. That's my cut. I heard GB say something about a cut.
Yeah, I think he was talking about something else. So I don't think he was talking about that.
Wow. All right, Two-Ply. So, D. Slate, what you got for us?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, D. Slate is back again to give you all the football fans some of the scores of their favorite teams over the past weekend, starting off on Thursday. Ladies and gentlemen, football fans, let's get ready. Back again. Football is upon us. All you football fans, we're going to start off on Thursday, August 8th, and it went down like this. Baltimore, Tampa Bay, Buccaneers. The reigning champion Baltimore Ravens gave the Buccaneers that type of butt whooping that you will always see. That you would always see when a little kid don't come in the house on time and their mama waiting at the door with a belt. 44-16. Now, we all know in the preseason, the starters are playing in the first and second quarter, and in the rest of the game is just the bench players, just the secondary third. Whoever's throwing all these picks, we need to find out how Baltimore is doing it. It goes down. Then we went to Cleveland. St. Louis Rams, Cleveland Browns. The Browns came out on top 27-19. How a team called Browns can beat somebody like the Rams, I have no idea. We're going to go to A-Town, Atlanta. I don't know what A-Town was thinking. They must have been asleep. They must have been asleep on Thursday night because they got a loss, 34-10, from the incredible Cincinnati Bengals. I'm just telling you right now, somebody really needs to help them out. Somebody help out A-Town. They need to come out better than that. But let me break it down again. Denver Broncos, the San Francisco 49ers, the reigning NFC champions, faced off to the Broncos with Peyton Manning. Look, it looks like Peyton Manning and the boys came out on top 10-6. Then we go to Washington, the home of our coaches, facing off against Tennessee Titans. And it looks like the Redskins was able to come out on top 22-21 over the Titans. Then we went to San Diego, California, the West Coast, facing off against the Seattle Seahawks. Them Seahawks ain't nothing. They ain't no joke. I'm going to tell y'all right now, the Seahawks looking like they're going to have an incredible season, given the San Diego Chargers a whooping they would never forget, 31-10. Then we went on Friday, New England Patriots, Beantown, Sam Powdertown, facing off against the Brotherhood. The brothers from the Brotherhood, Philadelphia Eagles. It looks like the Beantown came out on top, 31-22. We got to thank Tom Brady and the boys. I don't know how you can put beans and clam chowder together. You might have to figure that out yourself. We're going to go to Jacksonville when they face off against the Miami Dolphins. Miami came out on top, 27-3. It looks like it's going to be a dismal season for the Jaguars. Somebody please, please help the Jaguars. They need a whole lot of help. Again, we got the New York Jets facing off against the Detroit Lions, Motown, and the Lions on top 26-17. Then we go to Carolina, the Panthers, facing off against my boys, the Cy-Town, Chicago Bears. But it looked like the Bears was looking like Cubs that night because they lost 24-17. We go to Arizona and Green Bay in Cheese Town, Moxwood Odds. I don't know what they were thinking about. They must have been out getting some cheese and drinking beer because they didn't come to the game that night because the Cardinals put the beat down on them 17-0. Then we go to New Orleans. The team is back. They got the players back. They got the coach back. They firing on all centers. They fired. And Kansas City Chiefs got a new coach. Andy Reid from the Eagles is now coaching the Kansas City Chiefs, but unfortunately the Saints came out on top, 17-13. Then we go to Houston, Minnesota,
the Vikings losing once again. How can a Viking lose to a Texan? I really don't know. But the Texans beat them down 27-13. Then we go to Oakland. Dallas Cowboys, Cowgirls, if you want to call them that, because they definitely lost like women when the Oakland Raiders put the beat down on them 19-17. Then on Saturday, we're looking at the Pittsburgh Steelers and the New York Giants, and the Steel Town just couldn't cover it because the Giants came out on top 18-13. And last but not least, ladies and gentlemen, Buffalo Bills, Indianapolis Colts on Sunday night. I don't know what the Buffalo Bills were doing, but the beatdown that they gave Indianapolis, we might have to put Buffalo on punishment just for beating Indianapolis down that bad, 44-20. I don't know what Buffalo got on there on their squad. I'm going to have to take a look at their squad again, because they scoring points like that, it's going to be a dismal season for any other team that's going to be facing the Buffalo Bills, 44-20. This is your boy D-State giving you all your sports highlights. Football is back, ladies and gentlemen. I say football is back.
I'm telling you, I look forward to this every single year. Don't nobody know sports like D Slate. Thank you so very much. Much entertaining, much entertainment. Love it, love it, love it. My personal self, yes, AFC all day long. The New Chowder people, I'm talking about the New England Patriots. No matter what your thoughts are about, the person to remain nameless at this particular time, but I just have one word, three syllables, Belichick. Ring, please. Got it. This isn't AFC year, AFC season, so you better recognize. If you don't know, ask your neighbor. But thank you for that, D. Slate. Appreciate that so very much. The time is now 10 minutes after the hour. Yes. We're going to go ahead and get into our closing remarks real quick. D-Slate, I'm going to start with you. At first there were four, and now there are two. So what are your closing remarks about tonight's show?
Of course, we had an incredible time like we always do. I just want to thank everybody for tuning into the I Got Something to Say show. We do it like this all the time. You know, it's all about giving you guys entertaining radio and real radio, and nothing scripted. Everything is real, what we do here on the DIY Radio Network. So I want to thank everybody for tuning in, what we like to call the fit-ins. And I want to thank all the fit-ins for hanging out with us and listening to us tonight. And just keep tuning into the DIY Radio Network every Sunday through Thursday and Saturday. You never know how it's going to go down. You never know what we're going to be doing. We just say keep tuning in and hanging out with us. And again, you know, we have some incredible shows coming up in the coming week for the DIY Radio Network. So definitely make sure you guys tune in tomorrow, the Tuesday spot with myself and Leo. We also have a special guest, Mr. Anthony Rucker, relationship specialist, that's going to be hanging out with us for our segment, Real Men Talking. We also have one of our special guests for the night, Mr. Catherine Norland, actress Catherine Norland, from the new horror movie Reality Terror Night. So definitely make sure you guys tune in for that, as well as for Nod Your Head Wednesday. Got an incredible show. G-Thang, the comedian is going to be hanging out with us in, and as well as this Thursday for Celebrity Thursday, we'll be talking to the beautiful Miss Claudette Ortiz from the group City High, as well as the new hit TV series R&B Divas LA. So definitely make sure you guys tune in and just keep hanging out. You never know how it's going to go down on the network. You just got to keep listening.
Wow. Thank you for that, D-Slate. Very exciting week. Looking forward to the other shows and all the special guests. And I'm telling you, just keep voting in as, you know, the D-Hour Show Radio Network is your number one source for entertainment, music, and celebrity and, you know, should I say up-and-coming artists, but I'm going to say indie artists. Definitely have a remarkable show for you all the time. And it's going to be an extension of the DIY Show Radio Network. So the boss has sworn me to silence, but, you know, he's building and he's creating. So just stay tuned. You never, never know what to expect. You know, we do this for the people. We do this because we are radio. And, you know, it's just a complete honor and a privilege
Definitely want to shout out to all the business owners in the country and the world, and particularly on the East Coast and north of Virginia, the Seven Cities, Hampton Roads area. Shout out to all the black businesses, to businesses in general, but the black businesses, because this is Black Business Month, the month of August. So with that being said, tomorrow I will be at Montego Caribbean, the Hostess with the Mostest on the MIC for Lyrically Spoken. I want to say Wagwan to all of my Jamaicans, Wagwan to my Haitians, Africans, Bajans, Belizeans, and Bajans, to Randy Nurse, who is the proprietor of Montego Caribbean, representing Barbados West Indies. Shout out to Trey, who's a bond Jamaican by way of New York and Jamaica. So they make a wonderful team on their building. Yes. Where's the man, Wagwan? So I will be on the MIC with the Blackout Band. The Blackout Band. I mean, the baddest, baddest band in the whole damn town, of course. So we're going to be doing our thing. Come on out from 9 to 11. No fees, all right? And then this weekend, we're going to be shaking our bonbon down as we play Mosque in the Parade. It is the Caribbean Fest, the Caribbean Fest at Town Point Park in Norfolk, Virginia. So come on, come on, come all. It's going to be wonderful. The food, the culture is just great. And then also this weekend, we'll be doing the callbacks for the movie Employee of the Year. Shout out to Carlisa, as well as Charles Farmer, who are the writers, producers, directors, and I'm one of the producers for this movie. Great, great things. You're going to have some familiar faces, of course. Shout out to our music supervisor, and I'm not going to, talk about that right now. We'll let that be a surprise. But it's just been a wonderful ride. Shout out to my friend. You know who you are. Shout out to Mommy. Hey, Mom. I hope you get your fangaways, girl. Shout out to my daughter, Tika and Tasia. Love you all. And just to everybody who has a dream, keep your dreams alive and never allow them to be deferred, all right? And to my crew that I work with, y'all are some crazy, crazy folks, all them homosexuals. But I love you all, and, you know, sometimes we have our ups and downs, but at the end of the day, we're helping family. So shout out to the Huntersville unit. I'll just say that. All right, so we're going to go ahead and get out of here right now. But Dee Slade, thank you for all that you do, and happy Black Business Month to the Dee Hour Show Radio Network. And shout out to my businesses, plural, my thrift consignment, Shoelaces and Things, Thrift, as well as Renaissance Woman Productions and Urban Beauty Queen Films. So just stay tuned for all that I have in forthcoming. All right? So with that,
absolutely,
we're going to go ahead, yes, and close out with A Brand New Kind of Me by Alicia Keys. We've enjoyed our time tonight. The time is now 16 minutes after the hour, and we're going to go ahead and say a bit adieu, au revoir, and bonsoir to all of my people. You know, be true to yourself and remember life is short, and so is my real hair. I see you on the social media site, Flipside. Salute.
Holla.
Holla.
It's been a while. I'm not who I was before. You look surprised. Your words don't burn me anymore. Been meaning to tell ya, but I guess it's clear to see. Don't be mad. It's just a brand new kind of me. Can't be bad. I found a brand new kind of free. Careful with your ego, he's the one that we should blame. Had to grab my heart back, God knows something had to change. Thought that you'd be happy, I found the one thing I need.
Turn up the radio for the quote of the day.